We'll be talking about the baking of the matzahs, which kind of wheat we could use, which kind of flour, and which kind we can't use. And we might discover a new kind that we can use. Elu dvorim. The Mishnah says in Daf Lamed Hei on the Dalet, Elu dvorim shodom yetu ben yedei chavosei bepesach. The chavos eating matzah on the first night of Pesach, bo'erev toichlu matzah, it has to be matzah from wheat, to which minim are called wheat, bechitim, besoirim, bekusmin, beshipon, beshibonet shul. That's five minim that are called dogon. So the Gemara explains which ones they are. Then the Gemara says, Haniein, these were allowed to use for matzah, these we could use, but oirez v'dochan lo, rice and dochan, it's another kind, that we can't use. Why? Because they're not called wheat. Menoani mili, how do we know we can't use oirez v'dochan? Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Lokish, v'chein tonet de b'rab Shmuel, v'chein tonet de b'rab Leza ben Yankiv, Omer Kro, lo yitzech alol av chometz, Shivas yomim teich alol av matzah. Not to eat all of them. The Pasuk is talking about the Korban Pesach, but it means not to eat chometz for 7 days. 7 days you should eat on it matzahs. Dvorim aboim lidei chimutz odom yoytze ben yidei chavosei b'matzah. Yotu elu shein aboim lidei chimutz elo lidei sirochen. So it says here that it's a hekesh, that matzah and chometz, whatever could become chometz, so that we could use for matzah by preventing it from becoming chometz and becomes matzah, that we could use for Pesach. Something that doesn't have the ability in its nature, it can't become chometz, so that can't be used as matzah. So memela orez v'dochan, it doesn't come lidei chimutz, it doesn't become chometz, even though we see it get sour, that's sirochan, it's like a bitterness, but it's not chometz. Masnizin deloik Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Domar oirez min dogonu v'hayovin al chimutzei kores. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds that oirez is a min dogon, and your chayv on chimutzei kores, because he considers this what the Rabbanon holds is called sirochon. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri considers it for chimutz. So if it's called chimutz, you're over on it. If you eat it on Pesach, you have kores, and also it could become matzah. The Tanya, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Yosef, Boirez v'Deichan, Mipnei shekorev lachmitz. Iboilu shekorev lachmitz, dekodimu machmitz, Adil mekorev lachmitz, havi chometz gomolei havi. So the Gemara explains, Toshma de Tanya, Om Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Oirez min dogonu, v'chayovin al chimutzei kores, v'odom yosef ben edei chavosei bepesach. So the Gemara says, Rabbanan hold that oirez is not a min dogon, you're not yoytze with it matzah, and the Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds that it is a min dogon, chayovin al chimutzei kores, and you could be, if you made matzah out of it, you're yoytze yedei matzah. That's our Gemara here. There's a Mishnah in Chala, Perek Gimel of Chala. Mishneh Zayin. Ha'oise iso min achitimu min ha'oires. Till now we learned the Fidur Rabbonon that oires can't become matzah. What happens if you made an iso, you made a dough of a mixture, a blend of two kinds of flour, flour from chitim and flour from oires, from rice. Together it became one iso. Im yesh bo tam dogon, chayeves bechalo. If it has a tam dogon, a tam of wheat, it's chayev bechalo, because the Gemara learns out the same meaning that are chayav, that are your yotze with matzah, you're also chayav bechala. The Gemara says it in Zvochin, in Menachas Dafayin on the base, that it's a gzeres shoveh. Lechem lechem mi matzah, ksiv ochem oya bacholchem mi lechem oretz, v'ksiv osam lechem oini. And then the Gemara says, how do we know by matzah? Because it has to be dvorim aboim lidei chimutz. But if it's not boli de chimutz, you're not yoytzim. Memela, we learn out chala that's boya bacholchem ilechem oret. We learn it out from matzah. So here it says, if you make a iso min achitim min oires, im yesh botam dogon chayeves bechala. Oires is potter from chala because just like it's potter from matzah, it's not a min dogon. But if you make the iso together chitim and oires, and it has a tam of dogon, the tam is of chitim, is chayiv bechalo. It's mechuyev bechalo. It becomes mechuyev. Yoytze ba'odo midei chavose bePesach. Then you're yoytze even matzah. Bimein botam dogon eino chayiv es bechalo veino dom yoytze ba'idei chavose bePesach. So the Mishnah just says that it's totally in tam dogon. If it has a tam dogon, tam of the chitim, so you're yoytze yidei chavose bePesach, and you're mechuyev if you had a shear of heirevoyim kenach. You're mechuyev bechalo, and if it doesn't have a tam dogon, it's potter. The Rash says here. The chitim itself doesn't have a revoim kemach. So how is it mechuyev if it doesn't have the shear of a isa that should be mechuyev bechalo? Chachomim say that the Orez and the Chitim together make up the shear of Hei Revoim Kemach, and it's Mechuyev Bechala, even though the Chitim by itself doesn't have the shear, but together with the Orez it has a shear. We'll later see what the explanation is. And Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says, even if you mix it together and becomes one dough and it has a Tam Chala, it has a Tam Chitim, but you still need a shear. You need from the Chitim enough that if it would be by itself, it would have a shear Chala. Then everything is chayev bechal. And there's basically there's four shittas, and we'll see at the end. Yoytzim bo yidei chavosei bePesach, meyochad haikinam parakol hazvochem shenisovu, denoysim tam beroiv deoraisi. You're yoytzim yidei chavosei bePesach and matzah. So here the Gemara in Zvochim, daf ayin ches, learns out from here that Noisin, Tam Beroiv is Doraisa. Tam Kikr, we call it. What's Tam Kikr? Tam Kikr means if you have something of heter and the Isur gave its Tam into the heter, it makes the whole thing as an Isur. Lamashal, the Gemara says that if you put the Tam of Yain, Shora, you were Shora Anovim B'Yain, you soak anovim or raisins in wine, and the water we soaked it in water, and the water got the tam of yain. For a nazir is also to drink wine. So we say, if we say tam keikar, the taste, the tam of the iser of wine, is like the ikar thing. Rashi says it's like ikoro mamosho, it's as if it's the thing itself. So then, a nazir would drink the wine, it would be mechuyev, he would be over on the lav of drinking wine because of tam keikar. So that's, so the machlok is if tam keikar is doraisa or tam keikar is lav doraisa. And that's in a few days, we'll have it in the daf ayomi. It's also a sugya nazir. The Gemara says we learn it out from psukim. Either we learn it out from mishras. It says a prosik mishras anovim, that by a nazir you're not allowed to soak the wine together with something else. So some say it's called heter mixtarif le'iser, that if you have a piece of bread and half a kazayis of wine soaked together, it would be mixtarif le'iser and some are cholik on it. And then the Gemara says I'm boile l'kedetanya mishras litin tam ke'iker, maybe it's not for heter mixtarif le'iser if you have less than a shear of iser, so the heter would be mixtarif with it to make up a shear. But maybe it comes for something else, litim tam keikar. So Rashi says, lasos tam shel isur ki ikoro yuma moshe, that if you have sheim shoro, the Gemara says it's in daf mem dalad omad beis, sheim shoro anovim b'mayim, v'yesh b'en tam yain chayev, that if you were soaking anovim of grapes in water, and it has a tam of yain, for your chayev. So Rashi says, v'yesh b'en b'mayim tam yain chayev b'kazayis mein, do lav mishum hetam mitztarif l'isuru. It's not because of etam mitzarif leisur, because you took out the grapes, you only have the tam of the grapes in the water. Elo mishum disavid le kule isur. So we have a musak that's called something that's called tam keiker. The Gemara says in Zvachim Dafayim Ches, Omar Ish Lakish. It's a sugya that has to do also in the end of Psachim Kuf Tezayin. Mirtz Hashem will get there as well. But now we'll look it up in order to see what happens with Tam Keiker. Omar Ish Lakish. Hapigul v'anoisov atome. There's three surim. three separate Isurim that's usually in Kodshim, Pigul, Noisar, and Tomek, each one by itself is a lav, Shiblolon, Zeboze. He mixed them up together, Vacholon, and he ate it. So that means each Kazayis that he eats might be mixed up, Pigul, and Noisar, and Tomek. You don't know which one is the Kazayis. So you don't know which Isur he was over in each Kazayis that he swallowed. Or maybe he wasn't over an Isur, there's less than a Kazayis. If, says Potter, one will be in each kazayis. There's a bit of barov of a different iser. Shema mino plus. We hear from here three dinim. Shema mino isurim mevatlin zeze. That there's bitul by isurim. There's three separate isurim. Pigol noisar and tami. One can be mevatl the other. Shema mino noisar tam beroiv lav deoraisa. That if it gives a tam in rov, it's not deoraisa. I mean, tam keiker is not deoraisa. Because let's say the pigul gave a tam in the noisar, so let it be a iser of pigul. So it's lav deoraisa. B'shema mino asroa sofek lo shema asroa. That there's asroa sofek, so you don't know which iser to be maser. Let him be maser on all misofek. So it's lav deoraisa. Lo shema asroa. Masi brove. Also iser min achitim u min oire, as if he made a iser. That's the mishnah in chala from chitim and oris together. In yesh botam dogan chayevus bechala. Why is it chayv b'chalav afal gav deru be'oires? Rov, it doesn't say a difference. That means rov could be oires, and it has a tam of dogon, and it's chayv b'chalav. So you see that a tam ke'iker is the oires, because the tam of chitim is in the oires, and it's mechayv even the oires b'chalav. The Gemara wants to say that it's maybe midorabonah, midoraisa tam is love ke'iker. Yochis, the Gemara says, Nesefer, Odom yoytu b'yotei chavosa b'pesach. Mele will say that it's chayv b'chala could be midrabona, and you could take off chala midrabona. But now you yotzei dechavos bepesach and the chiyuv of matzah, where of teichlu matzah. If it's not matzah, you still have to be mekayim the doraisa of matzah. How do you say yotzei dechavos? So we see that tam keiker is doraisa. No, it's in tam beroiv is doraisa. Elo, the Gemara says min b'sheino min betayme. If it's min b'sheino min, one min is mixed up in a different min and a taruvis. And it's eno mino, so memele could give a tam. So the tam makes up the iser. So because the tam is of a iser, so it's also. And the same thing by mitzvahs. If the tam is of the wheat that you're yotzei de chavosei b'matzah, so you're yotzei in the whole thing. Min b'mino, but if it's min b'mino, so it doesn't give a tam, you can't feel a tam because they're both the same min. Berube. So then you go to the robe. If it's a miut, it's bottle beroiv. That's the Gemara. So we see from the Gemara that the reason that if you make a iso from chitim and oris together, why are you yotze yedei matzah? Because it has a tam dogan and tam kikyo doraisa. The Ramban in Hilchos Chala, it's usually printed at the end of Choyres, because in the Masechta Choyres there's inyonim of Chala. So the Ramban was kuvea as a Hilchos Chala all section in the Pirush on Choyos and Oisiyot Gimel. He brings the Mishnah from Chala that Isa min achitim noires is yesh botam dog and chayv bechala. Pomas nisen chazino lefrushev levrure hoche mishum dekashiv amumoyetz. The Ramban says it's a very difficult Mishnah and we'll have to explain it. Vaday midik toni vodom yoytze b'dei chavosu b'pesach shamino mino de midoraisa udavye keshal chitim kol eimaz di ketayme de chitim papal gav dem alvi begavo oires tfei tuve. So the Ramban says we see from the Mishnah even though there's a lot of oires, the robe is oires still because it has a tam of chitim your yoytze yedei chavosu b'matzah. ועל חינם יעסיקנה בגמור הפרק כל הזוכם של נסרובו דמסניסן אפילו ברובו אירזי ואפילו הכי כיוון די כתיים אלוי בוטיל וכיוון דה הכי איקה למדק. The Ramban says we have to ask a קשה דורקאים אלון כזייס בכדי אכילה שעס בתיים היום המושה דה הורייסה. We know from other places in Shas that you need a כזייס בכדי אכילה שעס that it should be תעמוי וממושה דה הורייסה. There's no kazayis b'kdechilas pras. We mentioned it before in the Rash that's the sheet of the of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. You need a kazayis b'kdechilas pras, but without that shear, so there you're not yoytze. V'ni nami de taim eloi botil, even though we know that tam is not botil, that tam ki ikar is d'oraisa, but eich yoytze bo yidei chavose bepesach, hoi kore oirezu. The base of it, the main thing, is orez, it's rice, it's not chiti. So how are you yoytze yidei chavose, even if you say tam ki ikar d'oraisa, and has a tam of chitim, but how are you yoytze the mitzvah? It's not chitim, it's not matzah. Ashkechon the Talmud Eretz Yisrael Pirusha the Milso Piruke the Koporishu Taimed the Masnisen the Talmud Eretz Yisrael, that's the Yerushalmi, says the Tam Mishum Greire, because there's something called Greire that one pulls the other, one mean is Mashpia on the other, and it changes, it's as if saying that it changes its chemical makeup and it becomes something else. Lachi Galsin on Hosam the Perikama the Mechilt in the Chala, the first Perik in Chala in the Yerushalmi, it says like this. כמו דעת אומר תמון אין לך בו לידי מצה וחומץ אלו מחמש עשר מינים בלבד ודקבוסו אין לך נגררים כולם אלוחיתים מסוירים בלבד. And then he brings our villa בשם רשלוקש לו שנינו לא יותר עשר מן החיתים נורס ואינו נגרר אלו עם החיתים בלבד. So the Yerushalmi says there's one shita that חיתים and נורס attract each other, attach to each other, or חיתים and נורס. להלוכה it's חיתים and נורס like an Amishan. That means there's a new svara. Aside from the svara of tam ki iker, there's a svara of greira that chitim pulls the orez and gives it the kochos, and the nature of the chitim becomes the nature of the orez, and whatever the chitim or mechuyev, whatever the chitim could be yotze the mitzvahs, also the orez could. Shaminon hashta. So now we see the time of the masnisin, the time of our mishnah that you're yotze with isa min achitim and orez, mishum dafal gav the isa so orez. Tuvo, even though if you make a iso just from rice, it's pot. The lav lechem, it's not lechem. Umiu, ki ma'ariv lo badi dogon. If you mix it up together with dogon, and here it's mashmadav kechiti, bis botam dogon, a dogon goyreroi, the dogon pulls it, la'asu isa kol lechem lischayev bechalo. So the chitim is mashpia, even if it's a mute, if it's a little bit of it, it's a minor part. But the chitim is mashpi on the orez, and it makes the orez to have a shem lechem, and it's mechuyev bechala. Because avri b'nei Eretz Yisroel, that's the Yerushalmi, ta'i dina lesei bekusmin b'shibol ha'shul b'shipan, and lochitim b'serim bilvad, u'shegoyririn. So there's one shita in the Yerushalmi that we mentioned, that chitim and tzorim are gorer, but not the other meaning. Mipnei shederech iso shonu. So here there's one svara that it's not explained too much in the other pirushim, usually they're explaining the second one. The derech how people make a dova. Darkom shom neodom lasu is iso mishara minin imoim. People, the derech to make a iso together with chitim serim, not the others. So this part is mashma from the Ramban, because the derech is to make a iso from these two minin, so that's why we say gerera. So if we would take this svar by itself, it would come out that chitim and seorim are nigra one with the other, because the derech is to put them together. So because the derech b'nei Adam are like that, so either it means the derech is because they attract each other naturally, which it doesn't say in the Ramban, or because since that's the derech, so we say it becomes all one, and the chshivus of the chitim goes on that. But I didn't see too many svarim explain this part of the Ramban. But then the Ramban is mamshich, and he says, "V'oid k'dekamri taime k'man domar tamon ein l'chaboli de matzah b'chomet zel ha'chamesh yasamini b'lvad." The Rabbanan knew, they knew the nature of the wheat and the what grows, and they knew that only these chamesh saminim come lidei chimut. And the kimlu Rabbanan, the inu goyrerin umevin acherim lidei matzav chometz. It pulls other minim and it makes them also become that they could become chometz. The lo shara minim. And Vahila b'shem Rish Lakish says, "Ein ager lo chitim esoires bilvad." So then the Ramban continues and says, "So we have two svaras. We have one sib of tam ki iker, which the Ramban is that it's still not chitim, and the second tam the Ramban brings us from Gerera that naturally one pulls the other." Then he explains why we need both timing. What's the reason for both? And then he goes on to say that. You need lefidu Yerushalmi, you would need lefidu Shimon Megamliel, you need also the shear. Even though the rove is orez and the miyot is chitim, still you need the shear of chala today that it should be mechuyev. But when he comes and he says, says like this. The reason you need Greira is because the Oreh should be Mechuyav B'Challah even though it's not Dogon, and it should become Matzah. Well, why do we need the Tam Ke'iker? Because if we wouldn't say Tam Ke'iker and we would say that it's Boto, that the Chitim is mute and it's Boto and the Oreh, so it can't be Gora the Oreh. How could it pull the Oreh if it itself is Boto? That's the Loshna Ramban. Says, Davel gab de chitim goyrerim es oires, e time a bottle, if the tam would be bottom, we would say tam ki iker lav do reise, dovoshen is batel meatsmo yeh goyrer es acheri. Elovad ay time a loy bottle. The kimen de loy bottle, the ichzelit, tarufe ibe de nafshe. So he says like this, that first we say tam ki iker, and the tam is not bottom. Once it's not bottom, it could be goyrer the oires. But if we would have said tam lav ki iker, Tam Kiker love the Oraisa, so it would be Botov. Once it would be Botov, we would say it's not Gora the Oris. Here the Kovet Shurim Rabbi Chonon asks, but if you say that it's a natural feature that the Chitim is Gora the Oris, so what's the difference if Tam Kiker or Tam Lav Kiker? Lemaise, the Chitim gave the Koach into the Oris that it should become Machmitz. So that's he stays by Tzarchiyun. It's something has to be explained in the Ramban. And the Rosh brings this Ramban. The Rosh, there's also Hilchas Chal of the Rosh, which that usually is printed in the end of Menachos, in most prints. He brings the whole Ramban, and then he goes and he says, he says that you don't need to say the whole what the Ramban says. He says he doesn't know what's the kasha of the Ramban. The Ramban asked in the beginning that Tam Ke'iker doesn't make it into Chitim, it's still Oras. So the Rosh says, says it's Chitim. Also the tam and also the mamish of the chitim is there. The tam ki ikar b'shein minay d'oraisa. Since tam ki ikar is a d'oraisa, the kivon shenosnu achitim tam bo'iriz, hofach ha-tam is o'iriz liyaz k'moy chito. Karinan bei tam o'yu mamosh chito. Since the chitim gave tam and the oriz, so it was mehapech, the oriz, it changed it over, and the oriz is now called chitim. And tamu mamoshu chito v'chein muchach bezvachim. He brings the Gemara we brought before, and the Gemara says tam kiker, and because we learn out from there tam kiker, the Gemara explains in zvachim dafayin ches that that's why you're yotzei de matzah. So the Rosh says you don't need tam of greira. It's enough with the tam kiker, and tam kiker makes the oras into chitim into matzah, and that's enough to be yotzei de matzah and to be chayav b'chala. And then at the end the Rosh says, so why do we need the Tam of Greira? Why does the Yerushalmi say the Tam of Greira? So the Rosh says, Yerushalmi shepireish atam mishum greira mishum dabe koshele. Yerushalmi had a kasha. Ni daz linon bosal tam choshiv kulon chitin. Taka we say, it's true we say that the Ores becomes chitin. Mikoma konkimen deru bo Ores ein boli dei chimut veach yoitzi bo mishum matzo. You need a mean that comes lidei chimut. It has to be a mitzvah that it could have come lidei chimut. So even if tam kiker the oras has a tam chita, but it's not bo lidei chimut. If it's not bo lidei chimut, you shouldn't be able to be yoitze. For the kachut tzach lefarish tam achita goyrer so oras v'goyrem lovoi lidei chimut. So that's why the Rishami says greira takes care of the part to tell me that tam kiker and oras is chita because it has the tam of chitin. But also it has the sgula, it has the kochas, that it could become chimutz like chito, because the chito was gerah the oris to give it the mitzias of a chimutz, and mele you could be yaitza with it. So lefi the Ramban, the ikar tam, is because of grera, and because if you need also tam ki ikar, kadeh that's a start of the grera, but the ikar tam, you yaitza with isas oires, with chitim together, is because of grera. And lefi the Rosh, the Iker Tam is Tam Ki Iker. And Greira is a side thing. We shouldn't say that it's not Boli De Chimus. So he says it is Boli De Chimus. Rav Shachin is safer on Hilchas Chometz U'Matzah, Perek Vav explained that the Ramban's Kasha was L'chatchila when he asked, and we say Tam Ki Iker Doraisa, but how? The Ramban's lesson was that we said Tam Tinker Doraisa. But here, Chiyotze Beidei Chavosu BePesach, or Yikore Oirezu. So, Zehik explains that the Ramban's kasha was that even though we know that Tam Ki Iker Do Raisa, but that's only by Isurim, to tell you that there's the Iser. The Tam of the Iser is like the Iser itself. So, Memele, you're over on the Iser with the Tam. But to say that you're Yotze Beidei Chavosu with a mitzvah, that we don't find. That we don't see in the Psukim of Tam Ki Iker. To be Yotzi Dechoiv of the Torah said you should eat matzah, it has to be matzah. Where does it become matzah? Al Yidei Tam Ki Iker. That was the kasha of the Ramban. And the Teretz, what he says, the Ramban is coming to say that Gerera makes it into the Metzias that we need Al Pi the Torah that should be matzah. But he asks on the Rosh that says that a Tam Ki Iker is enough to be Yotze Yidei Matzah. He says, where do we find it? How do we know that Tam Ki Iker could change the Metzias, I mean, without the Tam of Gerera, how could it change the Metzias into something that becomes Matzah and you could be Yotze Yidei Mitzvah? Tam Ki Iker is by assuring that a Tam of a Iser is like a Iser, but not to be Yotze Yidei Mitzvah. That's something has to be understood in the Rosh. Rabbi Yochanan and other achronim, they all have a hakira. When the Gemara says in Psochim and Daf Lamed Hey that minim sheboim lidei chimutz et shebo lidei chimutz or yotzi yidei matzah, does it mean that the Torah is coming to tell you that you need the five minim chitos oro kusmin sheboilas shual and shipoin, but the way the Torah tells you which minim, because those are the ones that come lidei chimutz, but the ikar of the Torah's makbid it should be those minim. If you would find another mean that comes lidei chimutz, you also wouldn't be able to be yotze with it because it's not that mean. Or the pshat the Torah says that what the Torah is makpid for matzah is something that comes lidei chimutz. You were shomer it became matzah. The mitzvahs we only know five meaning, but if you would find something else that would come lidei chimutz, you would also be yotze with it. Or if you would find in one of these five minim a mitzvahs that it wouldn't come lidei chimutz. So also, you wouldn't be Yotze. And he brings a Mohammed in the third parak, that it's mashma from the Mohammed, that's the Ramban, that it's mashma from him, that the Iker is Bali de Chimutz. And he explains, Rabbi Chana explains, that the Ramban and the Rosh that we just learned, the Ramban, the Iker is Bali de Chimutz. And that's why the Ramban says that Greira gives it the shame of Chometz. Memele could be Yotze Yidei Matzah, and that's how he answered the kasha was that it's not Chitim, so the Torah says you don't need Chitim, you need Boin Lidei Chimutz. So Memele, if the Chitim is Gorer or the Orez, so it's also Boin Lidei Chimutz. And you're Yotze. But Lefi the Rosh holds that you need the Shem of the five minim, the Chitim Soyer. So if you have Tam Ki Iker, it gives the Shem. And the Indian of Chimutz, so he learned because the Rosh means at the end when he says that you need Gorer, we should say that it comes Lidei Chimutz. We would think that the Orez is Gora the Chita. So that he says Gerera that the Chita is Gora the Orez. So he learns that the Ramban holds the Iker is not the meaning but the Boin Lidei Chimutz. And the Rosh holds the Iker is the meaning and not the Boin Lidei Chimutz. There's a question that comes up frequently these days in our time. There's some people that are allergic. There's a part of the Chita is called gluten. And the gluten is what holds together the bread and the dough, and also it gives it, because of the gluten, the dough expands. It forms like a film on top of the dough, or inside the dough, and because of that, the air tries to push out and can't push out, so melet expands. If they think that the gluten is what's causing the chimutz in the dough, we can't know it. We need Chazal. Chazal has to be kovei. You see that by Orez there's a machlok, as Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri in the Rabbanon, if it's called chimutz or sirochet. So we don't have the kochas like Chazal had to be able to say if it's called chimutz or not. But assuming that gluten is the koach, the part of the chit of the dough that makes it lide chimutz. So now we have Kemach. Nowadays they take out the gluten for people that are allergic. They can't have dough with gluten, and they make bread or matzah. They make without gluten. So the shaila is legabe bread, dough of bread or matzah. They bring it in from other countries, from England, without gluten. or could you be yoitzer with it matzah or not? So if lefi the Ramban that the ikur is boin lidechimut, could be it can't be yoitzer because it won't become lidechimut, assuming that that's what makes the chimut. And lefi the Rosh, you could be yoitzer because it's a min chito. It still is the min chito, even though right now it wouldn't come lidechimut. Also, the metzias of the this matzah of without the gluten, I heard, is that it doesn't hold together. It's very fragile and it could break into pieces. So that if anybody's using it, it should be careful not to break it. They need shleimim on Pesach. But it could be a sfeika d'oraisa if gluten is not machmit, and then you would be machmir lefi the Ramban that you need boin l'dechimut. So there's a mokum to be machmir not to use it, but those people who can't use it can use it. They have to use the other sheet of the Rosh. The Rambam in Perek Vov Milchus Chometz U'Matzah says, Perek Vov Halacha Hey, Ha'oise Iso Min Achitim U Min Oirez, Im Yesh Bo Tam Dogon, Yoitze Bo Yedei Choyvose. If you make a Iso from Chitim and Oirez, if it has a Tam Dogon, you're Yoitze. So the Raivet says, Kosa Bo Raivet, Gushi Yesh Bo Dogon, Bikdei Achilas Pras. Kazayis Bikdei Achilas Pras, V'yechlenu. The Rambam just says, any Iso Chitim and Oirez, together you're Yoitze. The Raivet says in the Asoga, no, only if it has an amount of kazayis b'kdei achilas pras, b'yechlenu and to eat it. That means, not only you need that if you would eat kazayis, kdei achilas pras, which is three beitzim, sure of three beitzim, if the Ramba, of the Iso, and in these three beitzim, there's a kazayis of chometz, because it's of there's a kazayis of chito in the three beitzim of the Iso, but also the Ravid says it's not enough, because of that to eat only one kazayis, you have to eat all three beitzim, kidei that in the three beitzim you ate a kazayis of chita. So the machlokas lechur of the Rambam and the Ravid is the Rambam holds that in any case you're yoitz even with one kazayis, and you know it doesn't say you need a shear in the chitim, and the Ravid says you need also a shear and also to eat that it should be enough of chitim. So the feed the Rambam the Oris becomes a matzah. And lefi the Ravid, the Orez doesn't become a matzah, but in the Isa that has Orez, also there is matzah inside. The Magid Mishnah says that Rabbeinu Kosav Yesh Botam Dogon Umemei Leshimein Bodeinu Yoitze, and then he brings the Ravid. He says, Medivre Oramban Nire Shafilo Enshom Kazayis Bekdei Achilas Pas Yoitze Bo, because there's a din of Gerera. In the beginning, the Ramban said you need with a Kazayis Bekdei Achilas Pas. But he says that the Ramban, since he says the Iker Tam is of Gerera, so Memela, you could be Yoitze even without a shear. And the Magid Mishnah says that that's the Tam of the Ramban, that the Ramban holds the Tam is because of Gerera. So Memela, you could be Yoitze in any case, in any amount of Oiras and Chita. And the Gros says, in the Biron Mishnayos and Shulchan Aruch, it says like this, that you have to say the Rambam is Tamas Gerera, because the Rambam in Perek Tes Vov, from Ilchas Macholes Asuris, in Halacha Gimel, he says, in Halacha Aleph and Beis, he says, Dovor, also Shenisarev B'Dovor Mutor, so Min B'Sheino Mino is B'Noi Sintam, and Min B'Minoi is Botol Berov. And then he says, that it has to be Mamoshoi, so it's the Isur Torah. Then he says, Ketzadu Mamoshoi, Kigoin, Shoyo, Mina Chelev, Kazayis, Bechol Sholosh Beitzim, Mina Taruvas. Imochal, Mina Grisin, Oelu, Kesholosh Beitzim, Oel, Vieshboim, Kazayis, Mina Chelev, Loike, Sharitam, Oisur, Mamoshoi, Kaim. Avapoches, Misholosh Beitzim, Makin, Oisur, Makas, Maldus, Midivrean. So the Rambam says, in order that a Taruvas should have Tamoyu Mamoshoi, so it has the Tam of Chelev, but where's Mamoshoi? Because B'Tosh Kedei Achilas Pras Sholosh Beitzim and has a Kazayis. So you see from the Rambam that in order it should retain its position that what it is, the Isur, the Chalev, or the Chitim, so you need that it should be a Kazayis B'Kedech Les Pras. But in Hilchos Chometz U'Matzah, the Rambam didn't say that the Isur of Chitim and Oirez have to have a Kazayis B'Kedech Les Pras. So therefore you have to say that the Rambam's time is greater. All the time you need a Kazayis B'Kedech Les Pras. But where you say greater that the Chitim falls over the Oirez to become Chitim, so there you don't need a Kazayis B'Kedech Les Pras because the Oirez itself would become a Chuyah. And the Rambam Nilchus Mozir Perek Hei Alocha Hei V'cheinim Shora Pitoi B'yayin. It's talking about a Nozir. Shora Pitoi B'yayin, he says his bread and wine. V'oyo Revis Yayin B'kedei Achilas Pras Min HaPas V'ochal K'dei Pras She'enim Tso She'ochal Revis Yayin Harei Ze Loike. Only if there was a Revis. V'al Zeh V'keisu V'nem Abateo V'chol Mishras Anovim Les Or Dobor She'nisarev B'yayin V'tamoy K'tam Ayayin V'u She'yye Tamoy Umamoshoi kishar isurei ma'acholos. Just like by isurei ma'acholos, you need tamoy umamoshoi, that means the kazayis b'kedei achilas pras. So it comes out, if the Rambam holds you need kazayis b'kedei achilas pras for isurim, so for sure the tam of the Rambam by is of Ichitim and Orez is because of Gerer. The Rambam Nilchus Bikurim Perek Vov, Halacha Yudalef, Ha'ma'ariv kemach chitin v'kemach oirez. V'osom mi'en iso, im yesh botam dogan chayevez b'chala v'im lav p'turo. Afilu hoyo asor chitim l'toich isas oirez, im yesh botam dogan chayevez b'chala v'im lav p'turo. Again, he doesn't say that you need a shear. And here again, the Ravid says, Nire min ha'Yerushalmi debinon sheyebo dogan keshio k'rab shimen b'gamliel. D'ochi posik halacha. You don't need rov dogon. You need that it should have a shear of dogon. That means legabe chala would be meme beitzim chaimesh beitz or heiravoyim kemach in the mixture of the oires, even though it'd be a mute. And legabe matzah would have to have a kazayis b'kedei achilas pras. And there the rabbi said v'yechlenu that you also have to eat it together. Reb Chaim in his sefer in Hilchos Chometz U'Matzah tries to explain also why you need the two timing what we talked before. Why you need two timing of Tam Keiker and Gerer. So he says that if you say Tam Keiker, it just says that the Tam of the Easter is also like the Easter. If it's an Osur, so the Tam is also Osur. Or if the base of it, the mamoshus would have a chiyuv chala, so the tam also is mechayev b'chala. But the mamoshus by chala, you need that it should have a shem lechem. So if you have a tam of chito and orez, it could have the shem chito and maybe mechayev b'chala, but it doesn't have a shem lechem. You can't take off chala because it's not lechem. The mitzius of it is not lechem. There we don't say tam keikar on the mitzius. So Menele, he says, over there you need the tam of gerera to give it a shem lechem. And on that he brings a Gemara in Menachos. In Lachov Gimel, the Gemara says, if you made a matzah of Pesach with a lot of tavlin, in the beginning the Gemara held that it's talking by rov tavlin and a mute of matzah. And Tosfos explains how could it be, let's say there was a place where a lot of tavlin spilled, and that corner of the matzah has rov tavlin and mute matzah. So it's kosher. Matzo hi ala shenikra is matzo metubelas. It is called matzo and it's kosher. So the Gemara says there's a machlokas mandomri if min b'minay is not bottom. Min b'sheina minay is bottom. The shayla is how do we define what's called min b'minay, what's called min b'sheina minay. So the Gemara says some say both are bottom, some say both are mevatel. I don't want to go in too deep into what's that called, but in order to explain the sugya, so the Gemara says like this, that matzah, if it becomes old and spoiled, so it could become like a tavlin. Or you could use it as a tavlin. So memela, the matzah and the tavlin, if you go, both are bottle, the matzah is the mute. So the matzah is the same mean as the tavlin. So the one who says you go after the bottle, the matzah, that's the mute, and that defines what's mean the meaner. So memela here, since the matzah and the tavlin is the same mean, so it's not bottle. So menele tamato medubeles v'kshera. What if you say basar mevatel az linon and the robe is the tavlin? The tavlin would be mevatel the matzah, and the tavlin can't become matzah. Menele tamin b'sheinu minay. So min b'sheinu minay is not batel. So menele, if you go basar mevatel, the Gemara says. Tavlin mikravu matzah. Tavlin is not called matzah. Memele, it's a min b'shein aminah. So the matzah should be bought on the tavlin. So why is the matzah k'shera of yotzeh b'yedeche v'osei? So the Gemara answers, Ocham b'mayeskinah d'olei apish lo tavlin d'rubo matzah yiv'loi b'teila. The robe is matzah and not the mute like the Gemara thought. So the Tosfos asks, in the kash of the Gemara, the Tosfos asks, why does the Gemara say Yesh li tmoya de medami ay de lel shatam shove? Here the tavlin is not the same tam. Kedabrin al perak atarev is also iso min achitim noir. As im yesh be tam dogon chayev b'chalav odom iso be dechavose be pesach. So Tosfos asks, by the mission of iso min achitim noir, if it has a tam dogon, it's enough to be a tzidei matzah. So why does the Gemara ask from a matzah metubelis? If it has a tam dogon, it should be yotzeh, because tam keiker, just like we say, by iso min oirez u min achitim, it's tam kikar doraisa u yotzi yedei matzah. So the same thing by matzo metubeles, it should be tam kikar. So ich loy ma dach shmaita pligi aidosam. It's a machlek as a sugis. If you say tam kikar, so you're yotzi chitim in oirez. If you say ar gemora, so we say that you're not yotzi, we would say tam kikar lav doraisa, you wouldn't be yotzi. Rav Chaim says that when we're talking about chitim and oirez, so we said we need to give it a tam lechem, so the greira gives it a tam lechem, it gives it a shame lechem, because it changes the mitzias of it. Well, we're talking about tavli and matzah over there, we don't say greira. Greira is only by chitim and oirez. So since you can't say greira, so it's only tam kikar. If it's only tam kikar, it won't have a shame lechem. If it doesn't have a shame lechem, it's not chayiv b'matzah, it's not chayiv b'challah. And that's only part of what Reb Chaim says. There's another Reb Chaim in Ilchas Maaseh HaKorbanos. It's a little mashma different than what he says in Ilchas Chometz U'Matzah. Over there he says that since we say Tam Keiker, so Memele, it's not Boto Bechlal. He says in Ilchas Chometz U'Matzah, he says that if we say Min B'Mineinu Boto, so the Metzias is Kayam and has nothing to do with Bito Barov. It's as if it's in front of us. But if we say tam keiker, so bamis it should be bato, but the tam is still kayam. In Yochas Maaseh HaKorbanos, Reb Chaim talks about the same thing, isa min achitim min oirez, and he says that if we say tam keiker, it means that it's not bato bichlal, because of the tam it's still kayam. So that's a separate issue. You have to see what Reb Chaim really means over there. In to sum up, Reb Chaim Kanievsky in the Sefer Derech Amuna in Yochas Bikurim Perek Vov, he says there's four shitas. Shitas or Rosh, that the chiyuv is mitam is because of tam keiker, just like kol haTorah kula tam keiker. So by matzah also tam keiker, and you could be yotze. Only there's two shitas in the Rosh. Rabbi Tam says you need that there should be a kazayis b'kidei achilas pras, and Rabbi Hanano says you don't need a kazayis b'kidei achilas pras. But basically, it's because of tam keiker. The second shita is the shita of the Ramban. The Ramban says that the iker is because of greira, and you don't need a kazayis b'kidei achilas pras, because la'alochi says not like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, the ikar is greira, so the oriz itself becomes mechuyev. And if you're mafrish mimoki macher, so you have to be mafrish chala also on the oriz, because the oriz becomes a mechuyev b'chala. And the third sheet is the sheet that's arrived, that he paskins like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, that you need a whole shear of chamesh revoim kemach, and legabe matzah, that you have to eat the whole thing. אבל די תו שאיר אז לא אילו מנו מסחייב ואין חיו ולא נחיתי משום טעם כי איקר אויסר אס אוירס. That means the אוירס is also without challah, because of Tam Keiker, but you don't have to be mafresh chalo on the oris, because the oris is bemis not mechuyev, just the tam is mechuyev. So memele, if you're mafresh mimokim acher, you should be mafresh chalo just on the chitim and not on the oris. And the fourth shita is the shita of the Rambam, that he passes not like Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. You don't need a shir of chalo, you don't need hay revoim kemach, and the tam is because of grera. So memele, the chitim is gora the oris, and it's mechuyev in. The whole thing is mechuyev bechala, and legabi maser yotze with a kazayis. A mamish la'aloche in Simen Tov Nun Gimel Yuchas Pesach, the Shulchan Aruch says, Sif Beis, hoy se iso min achitim u min oires, im yesh botam dogon yotze boidei chavose bepesach. The Paskin is like the Rambam. The Mishnah Berurah says, mashma, that even though the iso doesn't have a shiur of chitim, still, he is mechuyev, because even the oiriz is mechuyev with is also called matzah. Because it says teva oiriz lius nigra racha achitim, shemischametz achitim mischametz gam oiriz. But that's only chitim and oiriz, and not other things. Mebiyesh oimrim shafilo bechitim oiriz ein yotzin yedei chuvas matzah lo b'sheish chitim oiriz kedei achilas pras. That only if it has a shear of kedei achilas pras, like we said, the rivet, mishar minei dogen afilu b'kedei achilas pras, it doesn't help. Just by achitim and ores, so it helps if it has a kazayis b'kedei achilas pras. And other meaning, you need that it should be a roiv. So he says lachatchila noch in lachmir b'shal toiro kesmor achroino, like the rivet, that if you made a is of achitim and ores, that should have kazayis b'kedei achilas pras, and also to eat the kedei achilas pras. Mishas adchak. If you don't have Eitzah, Yesh Lismach HaZvon Rishon, so you can be Samech on the Rambam, and that way the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, and it's enough if you eat a Kazayis from a Isom min Achitim min Oires, and the Isom Chitim min Oires doesn't need that it should have a Kazayis b'kidei Achilas Pras. That's the Indian of Chitim of, so we found, that means we found here that even though there's five meaning of dogon that you can make matzah, but we found another way that you can make matzah even with a taruvis, to make it out of rice. In the Ashkenazim, in our door, we have a takona from the Goenim, that we don't need kitnia, so we don't need rice. But it says in the Shulchan Aruch, it's also in Tov Nun Gimel, that if it's a zman, a shasat chak, that's the Mechaber. Yeshoysum is the Ramah. The Ramah says Yeshoysum, but Minik Bashkinaz Lachmer Vein Lashanas. But B'dievet, if it falls into a Tavshil, they don't answer it. But if it's a Shasat Chak, if there's no Matzah, there are times. That means it's a chumrah. The chumrah, why they were machmer and kitni, is because sometimes it's doimet elechem and it's midgan. So if there's a shasat chak for the people who are machmer, like the Ramah, not to eat kitnias, Ashkenazim, they can't use it because of the chumrah. But lefi the mechaber, and the father are not like the mechaber. So, memele, you could use a dough that's made out of chitim and out of oris together.